Okay, from the time that I said, good afternoon, friends, and welcome to Farm Talk, I am now older than I was just a moment ago. And you are also older. By the time you get done doing whatever you're doing this afternoon, you're going to be older. And I hope you don't feel older. But yeah, this sudden onslaught of cold has made a lot of us feel a little bit older. But and when you get older, and everybody will get older, when you do, you might want to stay in your own home or at least live in the town that you grew up in and currently live in. So NDSU Extension has launched the Aging in Community Project. And let's talk about it with NDSU Extension's gerontology specialist, Jane Strauman. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Mick. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. Now, this is an initiative, a big project. Tell us about it. Who thought this one up?
Well, it's really been an idea that quite a few of us have been talking about for a few years and just trying to figure out how we could get something of this size and this project off the ground. And I'll just tell you that we were able to get some seed money from the North Dakota Department of Human Services, had some grant money available to help with some community-based projects that would serve older adults. And we got some seed money to start some conversation with folks in a couple rural communities. And that's kind of, you know, the initial seed money from the Department of Human Services and NDSU Extension, working with some other partners across the state, really has been the group that kind of has been the champions trying to see if we could make this happen.
And the Margaret A. Cargill Philanthropies, they chipped in $1.51 million. That's pretty cool.
They did. They did. They have just been a tremendous partner for us. They are very passionate about aging in rural communities and how we can address some of the really complex problems and how to make life better for older adults that are wanting to stay in their rural home, their rural community. And so they have really invested in this project with us and are hoping that, you know, we'll learn great things from this project and that it'll be information that they can also share with others and other organizations across the country that they're also working with to try to address this issue. So we're very grateful to them for their support. Without that, we would not be going forward as we are today.
And there are a lot more folks, I would say, per capita or just, yeah, I guess per capita, in rural North Dakota than there would be in rural New Jersey or rural Nevada. I don't know, maybe that's a stereotype, but I think there's, and, you know, grandma and grandpa are out there and they just kind of want to stay where they're at, and more power to them. But is there a blueprint for all of this? Is there a successful model of community-based care?
Sure. There is a model that we're looking to. You know, about 18 years ago, there was a project started in rural Cass County called Community of Care. And I was fortunate to be part of that project when it started. And when that project started, it was really the original goal to see if this is successful, could we implement and replicate this in other rural communities? Well, that was, you know, 18 years ago, and here we are just getting to that piece now. But that,
and we're all older now.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. That program has flourished and is doing well and has been so embraced by the community and supported by the community. And so we're looking at that as a template that we don't want to replicate it exactly. Every rural community is unique. And so we want the program in, we're looking at two rural locations in North Dakota, but we want this to really be designed by local folks for what their needs are in their community.
That's good.
We're using what did we learn from community of care that we can apply to these other locations?
Okay, yeah, that's good, because Divide County, even Ward County out there, they say, well, yeah, we're not like Cass County. We don't want to
be.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, it's a process of bringing people together and thoughtfully looking at what are the greatest needs and challenges in the community, and then how would it look like to address those needs? That's acceptable to the community, but it's really the community ownership is the piece that makes this type of work successful.
All right. Can you share what the two pilot communities are?
Yes, absolutely. We're working in the Lisbon area, and we've defined that as kind of the school district geographic area. And then the second location is in western Morton County, and it would include the communities of Glen Ullin and Hebron.
All right, cool. Well, where are you at so far? Is this something that will happen later, or are the wheels in motion already?
The wheels are in motion. We are in the process of hiring staff in both locations. We have a part-time volunteer coordinator in Lisbon. We're hoping to have a program coordinator named soon. In Glen Ullin, we have a program coordinator that will be starting next week. And then we're hiring for a part-time volunteer kind of slash resource coordinator in that community. The needs were identified a little bit differently than in Lisbon. So we have office space and we have staff hired and working on getting a volunteer program that will be launched hopefully very soon in the Lisbon area. And one of the biggest needs that we've found, and it's probably most rural location, is transportation is a huge need. So the volunteer program in the Lisbon area will be focused on providing those rides to people that really need to get to and from their clinic appointments, oftentimes to specialists outside the community. And so that's going to be one of the first things that we do.
Wonderful. Because, you know, just going to the grocery store or going to anywhere not just medical appointments, but just doing the things that you used to do, you should be able to continue to do them moving forward.
Absolutely. And if we can supplement the transportation services that are available and help people just continue to have a good quality of life, that they can continue to do the activities and events and get to their appointments so that they can stay healthy. Those are all important things. So, that's where our focus is right now when we're starting. But we're hoping to add more services and support as we continue to have conversations with people in those communities. What are their greatest needs, and how can this program respond to those needs?
Yeah, well, it's a complex issue and problem, and yet are you kind of on the cutting edge nationally? Are there very few programs like this in other states?
You know, there are different initiatives in other states, and they all look different. I think what is unique about this is we're really trying to launch a program that can be around long term. And so when we look at community of care as being a model that we can look to, you know, that started as a grant-funded project. And then within a few years, community members, steering committee members said, this is a good program. We want it to stay around. So went to the next step of incorporating and getting our 501c3 status. And we were able to get a small amount of legislative funding and then figure out the other revenue sources that are needed to keep a program like this going strong and a quality program. And so that's a piece that I think is unique, is that we're really working alongside local steering committee members, figuring out how can we make this a permanent project. We don't want it to be a grant-funded thing, like once a grant ends in 3 years, it's done. We want this the good work that we're starting here to continue on long-term into the future.
Well, it sure is needed, and you have shared some incredible stats here, statistics. Two-thirds of North Dakota counties are designated as less than 6 residents per mile. We'll have, in the next 10 years, the state's population of people 65 and older will increase by 32%. the working age population, 20 to 64-year-olds, will decrease from 59% in 2016 to 55% in 2029. So, I mean, this is amazing stuff, amazing statistics. So, sure hope this works, and I know it will. And again, you'll be a blueprint, a model for not just the rest of North Dakota, but probably the rest of the country.
Well, we're optimistic that, you know, we've got a lot of great energy and enthusiasm about the project. And like we said, we have great support with our Margaret A. Cargill Philanthropy group that is, you know, believing in what we're doing. And it seems like a good strategy to move forward and really make a difference in North Dakota. We're a great state. People really do want to stay in their home, the community they love. And sometimes it's just addressing some basic things that we can do. You know, it's not out of reach. Sometimes things are more complex, but there are things that we can do to make people feel more supported and giving them the services that they need to stay healthy and really have a good life.
Okay, in the pilot program then around Lisbon, how do people maybe partake of some of your services?
Well, we have an office set up in the Senior Center in Lisbon, so they could go in there. I'm sorry, I don't have the phone number right in front of me, but it's in the phone book. It's the Lisbon Area Aging and Community Project, and the office is located within the Senior Center there in Lisbon. And we have a volunteer coordinator that's on staff. Call, leave a message, go in. People can call me as well. We're starting to do more publicity, and we'll be launching our volunteer program very soon, hopefully by the middle of November. So, people just need to stop in the office or give a call to the office and let us know that they're maybe interested in volunteering or they're maybe interested in receiving some services.
Well, Jane, we look to Extension to increase our soybean yields or have a 4-H club, the gerontology program, obviously, is going to be greatly appreciated and greatly needed. So thank you for the work you do. Jane Strauman, NDSU Extension Gerontology Specialist. Appreciate the visit today.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You the same. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.